Here it's safe. Here it's warm. Here the daisies guard you from every harm. Here your dreams are sweet, and tomorrow brings them true. Here is the place where I love you. Rue's eyes have fluttered shut. Her chest moves, but only slightly. My throat releases the tears, and they slide down my cheeks. But I have to finish the song for her. Deep in the meadow, hidden far away, a cloak of leaves, a moonbeam ray. Forget your woes and let your troubles lay. And when again it's morning, they'll wash away. Here it's safe. Here it's warm. Here the daisies guard you from every harm. The final lines are barely audible. Here your dreams are sweet, and tomorrow brings them true. Here is the place where I love you. Everything's still and quiet. Then, almost eerily, the mockingjays take up my song. For a moment, I sit there, watching my tears drip down on her face. Rue's cannon fires. I lean forward and press my lips against her temple. Slowly, as if not to wake her, I lay her head back on the ground and release her hand. They'll want me to clear out now so they can collect the bodies. And there's nothing to stay for. I roll the boy from District 1 onto his face and take his pack, retrieve the arrow that ended his life. I cut Rue's pack from her back as well, knowing she'd want me to have it, but leave the spear in her stomach. Weapons and bodies will be transported to the hovercraft. I've no use for a spear, so the sooner it's gone from the arena, the better. I can't stop looking at Rue. Smaller than ever, a baby animal curled up in a nest of netting. I can't bring myself to leave her like this, past harm but seeming utterly defenseless. To hate the boy from District 1, who also appears so vulnerable in death, seems inadequate. It's the Capitol I hate for doing this to all of us. Gale's voice is in my head. His ravings against the Capitol no longer pointless, no longer to be ignored. Rue's death has forced me to confront my own fury against the cruelty, the injustice they inflict upon us. But here, even more strongly than at home, I feel my impotence. There's no way to take revenge on the Capitol. Is there? Then I remember PETA's words on the roof. Only I keep wishing I could think of a way to show the Capitol they don't own me, that I'm more than just a piece in their games. And for the first time, I understand what he means. I want to do something, right here, right now, to shame them, to make them accountable, to show the Capitol that whatever they do, or force us to do, there is a part of every tribute they can't own. That Rue was more than a piece in their games, and so am I. A few steps into the woods grows a bank of wildflowers. Perhaps they are really weeds of some sort, but they have blossoms in beautiful shades of violet and yellow and white. I gather up an armful and come back to Rue's side. Slowly, one stem at a time, I decorate her body in the flowers, covering the ugly wound, wreathing her face, weaving her hair with bright colors. They'll have to show it. Or even if they choose to turn the cameras elsewhere at this moment, they'll have to bring them back when they collect the bodies, and everyone will see her then and know I did it. I step back and take a last look at Rue. She could really be asleep in that meadow after all. "Bye, Rue," I whisper. I press the three middle fingers of my left hand against my lips and hold them out in her direction. Then I walk away without looking back. The birds fall silent. Somewhere, a mockingjay gives the warning whistle that precedes the hovercraft. I don't know how it knows. It must hear things that humans can't. I pause, my eyes focused on what's ahead, not what's happening behind me. It doesn't take long, then the general birdsong begins again, and I know she's gone. Another mockingjay, a young one by the look of it, lands on a branch before me and bursts out Rue's melody. My song, the hovercraft, were too unfamiliar for this novice to pick up, but it has mastered her handful of notes. The ones that mean she's safe. "Good and safe," I say as I pass under its branch. "We don't have to worry about her now." Good and safe. I've no idea where to go. The brief sense of home I had that one night with Rue has vanished. My feet wander this way and that until sunset. I'm not afraid, not even watchful, which makes me an easy target, except I'd kill anyone I met on sight. Without emotion or the slightest tremor in my hands, my hatred of the Capitol has not lessened my hatred of my competitors in the least, especially the careers. They at least can be made to pay for Rue's death. No one materializes, though. There aren't many of us left, and it's a big arena. Soon they'll be pulling out some other device to force us together. But there's been enough gore today, perhaps we'll even get to sleep. I'm about to haul my packs into a tree to make camp when a silver parachute floats down and lands in front of me. A gift from a sponsor. But why now? I've been in fairly good shape with supplies. Maybe Hamish has noticed my despondency and is trying to cheer me up a bit. Or could it be something to help my ear? I open the parachute and find a small loaf of bread. It's not the fine white Capitol stuff. It's made of dark ration grain and shaped in a crescent, sprinkled with seeds. I flash back to PETA's lesson on the various district breads in the training center. This bread came from District 11. I cautiously lift the still warm loaf. What must it have cost the people of District 11 who can't even feed themselves? How many would have had to do without to scrape up a coin to put in the collection for this one loaf? It had been meant for Rue, surely. But instead of pulling the gift when she died, they'd authorized Hamish to give it to me. As a thank you? Or because, like me, they don't like to let debts go unpaid. For whatever reason, this is a first. A district gift to a tribute who's not your own. I lift my face and step into the last falling rays of sunlight. "My thanks to the people of District 11, I say. I want them to know I know where it came from, that the full value of their gift has been recognized. I climb dangerously high into a tree, not for safety, but to get as far away from today as I can. My sleeping bag is rolled neatly in Rue's pack. Tomorrow, I'll sort through the supplies. Tomorrow, I'll make a new plan. But tonight, all I can do is strap myself in and take tiny bites of the bread. It's good. It tastes of home. Soon, the seal's in the sky. The anthem plays in my right ear. I see the boy from District 1, Rue. That's all for tonight. 6 of us left, I think. Only 6. With the bread still locked in my hands, I fall asleep at once. Sometimes, when things are particularly bad, my brain will give me a happy dream. A visit with my father in the woods, an hour of sunlight and cake with Prim. Tonight, It sends me Rue, still decked in her flowers, perched in a high sea of trees, trying to teach me to talk to the mockingjays.